DeepEnglish.com.
Can humans change? Active speaking, part C. As the planes left German airspace, Charlie, unsure of Franz's intentions, told his last remaining gunner to point his gun at Franz, but not to shoot. Did the planes leave British airspace? No, the planes didn't leave British airspace. The planes left German airspace. What did Charlie tell his gunner to do as they left German airspace? Charlie told his gunner to point his gun at Franz as they left German airspace. Franz took the hint, saluted Charlie, and flew away. Who took the hint? Franz took the hint. Who did Franz salute? Franz saluted Charlie. Charlie made it safely back to Britain. Did Charlie make it safely back to Britain? Yes, Charlie made it safely back to Britain. Most of his crew died, but Charlie and two of his crew survived. How many of his crew survived? Two of his crew survived. He reported what happened to his superiors, who were amazed, but told him to keep his mouth shut. Did Charlie report what happened to his superiors? Yes, Charlie reported what happened to his superiors. Were they amazed? Yes, they were amazed. What did his superiors tell Charlie? His superiors told Charlie to keep his mouth shut. The last thing they wanted was to encourage their soldiers to have sympathy for the German side. Did they want their soldiers to have sympathy for the Germans? No, they didn't want their soldiers to have sympathy for the Germans. Franz also kept his mouth shut about what he did. What did Franz keep his mouth shut about? Franz kept his mouth shut about saving Charlie and his crew. To show mercy to the enemy could have meant a death sentence for Franz. Did Franz risk his life by showing mercy to the enemy? Yes, Franz risked his life by showing mercy to the enemy. Charlie survived the war, returned home, and spent his life working for the U.S. government. Did Charlie survive the war? Yes, Charlie survived the war. Did he return to Germany? No, he didn't return to Germany. He returned home. What did he spend his life doing? He spent his life working for the U.S. government. He always wondered what happened to Franz. What did he always wonder? He always wondered what happened to Franz. 30,000 U.S. airmen died in bombers during World War II, but thanks to the mysterious German pilot, three lives were spared that day. How many U.S. airmen died during World War II? 30,000 U.S. airmen died during World War II. How many lives were spared that day? Three lives were spared that day. After retiring, Charlie began to search for Franz, but he had little to go on. After retiring, what did Charlie begin to do? After retiring, Charlie began to search for Franz. Did he have a lot to go on? No, he didn't have a lot to go on. He had little to go on. He eventually wrote to a German military newsletter, which published his story and his search for Franz. Who published Charlie's story? A German military newsletter published his story. Franz also survived the war and immigrated to Canada, where he became a successful businessman. What happened to Franz after the war? After the war, Franz immigrated to Canada, where he became a successful businessman. Franz also always wondered what happened to the U.S. plane. What did Franz always wonder? Franz always wondered what happened to the U.S. plane. In 1986, he saw his story in the German military newsletter and reached out to Charlie. Where did Franz see his story? Franz saw his story in the German military newsletter. When did he see his story in the German military newsletter? He saw his story in the German military newsletter in 1986. What did he do after he saw the newsletter? After he saw the newsletter, he reached out to Charlie. Charlie and Franz became best friends. Did Charlie and Franz become friends? Yes, Charlie and Franz became friends. They became best friends. They spent 20 years traveling together and giving talks about this unlikely moment of mercy in the midst of war. Did they travel together? Yes, they traveled together for 20 years. Did they give talks about this unlikely moment of mercy in the midst of war? Yes, they gave talks about this unlikely moment of mercy in the midst of war. Both died within months of each other in 2006, but their story carries a glimmer of hope that one day humans might be able to evolve beyond violence. When did they die? They both died within months of each other in 2006. Do you believe that one day humans might be able to evolve beyond violence? Stanford professor Robert Sapolsky believes we are capable of becoming more peaceful. What university does Professor Robert Sapolsky work for? Professor Robert Sapolsky works for Stanford. What does Robert believe humans are capable of doing? Robert believes that humans are capable of becoming more peaceful. He points to his research with baboons as proof. What does he point to as proof? He points to his research with baboons as proof. He says baboons are violent, aggressive, and hierarchical. In other words, they are just like us. Are baboons violent and aggressive? Yes, baboons are violent and aggressive. Are they also hierarchical? Yes, they are also hierarchical. Who are baboons similar to? Baboons are similar to us. In fact, they share over 90% of their DNA with humans. What percentage of DNA do we share with baboons? We share over 90% of our DNA with baboons. Over 40 years ago, Robert started spending his summers in East Africa, recording the behaviors of these animals. Where did Robert start spending his summers? He started spending his summers in East Africa. When did he start going to East Africa? He started going to East Africa over 40 years ago. What was he recording? He was recording the behaviors of these animals. One troop of baboons became his favorite. Did he have a favorite group of baboons? Yes, one troop of baboons became his favorite. They were very typical, he said. Were they unusual? No, they weren't unusual. They were very typical. The females were very social and connected, and the males were highly violent and aggressive. What were the females like? The females were very social and connected. What were the males like? The males were highly violent and aggressive. They were Robert's first troop, and he was very attached to them. Was Robert very attached to his first troop? Yes, Robert was very attached to his first troop.